from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, police are on the scene of an accident this morning where a car crashed into a home in Manalapan, bursting into flames and injuring a person. A neighbor tells News 12 she heard the crash around 5 a.m. A woman and her dog sleeping in a room next to where the car struck escaped safely. One neighbor managed to help EMS pull the unconscious driver from the car, but no other details have been reported. A New Jersey state trooper arrested after allegedly fatally shooting his dog at his condo and assaulting a police officer outside Wayne Township headquarters, NorthJersey.com reports. Last week, residents in a condo complex called the cops after hearing what they thought was a gunshot. Officers found a man later identified as State Trooper Alexander Lark in the parking lot, acting erratically, destroying a stop sign. According to an affidavit, Lark appeared to be under the influence of something. Inside the condo where Lark lived, officers found his dog shot to death with Lark's service weapon lying nearby. He's been charged with aggravated assault, resisting arrest, criminal mischief, and more. Animal cruelty charges are pending. We're less than 24 hours away from what President Trump calls our Liberation Day. On Wednesday, new reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt trumpeted the news on Monday.
Wednesday will be Liberation Day in America, as President Trump has so proudly called it, because he is going to end the decades of unfair trade practices.
She adds the tariffs will undo decades of foreign powers taking advantage of the U.S. Market analysts expect a volatile Wall Street week with the uncertainty of the tariffs. The owner of a very rare imported sports car is suing a firehouse chief in Middlesex County, accused of damaging the vehicle.
Mark Banna of Piscataway recently filed the lawsuit against Joshua Skolnick, as well as the Piscataway Fire District company that Skolnick led. Banna says he bought the 1995 Nissan Nismo 270R in mint condition as one of just 30 ever made. It was being sold for $500,000 when Skolnick allegedly dumped buckets of a gravel mixture onto the parked car last May. The sale fell through and it now needs restoration. The lawsuit seeks unspecified damages. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
After a wet and windy, stormy night, we are drying out this morning. You'll still encounter some mist and also some big puddles, ponding and flooding on the road, so be careful. But sunny skies will dominate your forecast for today. It's going to be breezy and cooler. Temperatures settle around 50 to 55 this afternoon. Tonight, clear and chilly, dropping into the lower to mid-30s, and still on the cool side tomorrow. Highs only around 50, going from sun to clouds. Chance of a late-day shower to the north tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon. 866-LOLLY-86. That's 866-LALLY-86. Or online at lollygon.com.
Right now, Scotch Plains, 41 degrees. It's 45 in Belmar, Mays Landing, 47. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.